From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Rights activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns Tuesday in northwest Syria, killing at least 44 civilians. The strikes come amid continued fighting in the coastal province Latakia and the struggle for control of Aleppo in the north. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated proximity talks with Damascus on a political transition. The spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, Salam Meslet, said there remain three unresolved issues.
The detainees, the besieged areas, and the ceasefire, you know. It does not respect any agreement. He does not respect... And even, you know, his allies, you know, Russia is part of the agreement, the truce agreement, but Assad is not respecting that. Massacres every day, tens of lives we lose every day.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby said everyone knew the political process would be difficult.
Nobody ever thought with this new round of talks that all the problems would get solved. The goal was to start. And the key word there is start, having a conversation about the political transition itself.
Still, Kirby said the nearly two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria is still holding. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is recommending extending the mandate of the UN peacekeeping mission in the disputed Western Sahara for another year. He also warned Morocco's expulsion of UN staff could be exploited by extremists. The UN mission, known as MINURSO, has been monitoring a ceasefire between Morocco and Polisario rebels while trying to organize a referendum on the country's future. Morocco expelled the UN staff after Mr. Ban angered Rabat, referring to Morocco's occupation of the territory while visiting camps for refugees in Algeria. This is VOA News. In U.S. presidential politics, billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emerged as the big winners in Tuesday's New York presidential primary election. Clinton celebrated later with her supporters.
You proved once again there's no place like home. You know, in this campaign, we've won in every region of the country. From the north to the south to the east to the west, but this one's personal.
Clinton maintains a wide delegate lead over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, for the Democratic Party nomination. Trump widened his delegate lead over rivals Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The next primary races are Tuesday in five eastern states, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks Tuesday in New York with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif aimed at ensuring Iran gets the sanctions relief promised to the landmark nuclear deal. Iran's supreme leader has complained many businesses have avoided Tehran since the deal was reached last year. A senior U.S. military official warned U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that North Korea will eventually have nuclear-armed missiles capable of reaching all of its adversaries despite recent technological setbacks. The commander of U.S. Pacific Command's Army Forces, General Vincent Brooks, testified amid reports that Pyongyang is preparing to conduct a fifth nuclear test.
I think that they're struggling with getting the program up and operational, but it's very clear through the parades that they've done, what systems they have, and some of the attempted launches that they have not had success in. Over time, I believe we're going to see them acquire these capabilities if they're not stopped.
Nominated to lead U.S. forces in South Korea, Brooks said the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, is not yet deterred by global sanctions on his country's nuclear and missile programs. Taliban insurgents staged a bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 30, wounding nearly 330 others. The assault targeted a building housing a special unit of the Afghan security force. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday warned that launching an impeachment process against her will harm political stability. The lower house of Congress backed the move for her impeachment with a vote Sunday. Zambian police arrested hundreds of people in Lusaka Tuesday who attacked foreign-owned shops, a second day of violence prompted by rumors that immigrants were carrying out ritual murders. There have been a string of murders involving the removal of body parts. Zambia hosts thousands of Rwandan and Burundian refugees. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.